Welcome to another eBizQ podcast.
Hello, this is eBizQ's Peter Schoaf, and today I have the great pleasure of speaking with Gordon Van Huysen, who is a research director at Gartner, where he covers mobile application development strategies, which is good because in this Q&A we're going to cover what I think is a revolutionary trend of backend as a service. So first of all, Gordon, thanks so much for joining me on this podcast.
Hi, Peter. Thanks for having me.
So first of all, can you just give me a quick overview of backend as a service?
Sure. When we talk about mobile application development, we often focus on the code that runs on the mobile device itself and the trade-offs of things like HTML5 versus native, you know, occupies a lot of the conversation. But most mobile applications also require resources on the other side of the network, a place to store data, means for managing users, support for push notifications, and things like leveraging geolocation services. In fact, building a fully featured mobile app often depends on the ability to support these back-end capabilities. In response to that need, a new class of platform as a service has emerged, which many in the market refer to as back-end as a service, because these offerings provide the required back-end capabilities in a cloud-hosted model. They're often accessible via web APIs, but web APIs are also typically accompanied by SDKs for popular mobile device platforms like iOS and Android. And using these SDKs, the cloud services provide one common backend that's usable across applications written for multiple device platforms. Many of the offerings are provided by smaller vendors, either as standalone offerings or as part of a broader mobile application platform. But some larger players are also getting into the game, such as Microsoft offering their Azure mobile services. Salesforce.com entered the arena very recently, a few months back. And interestingly, Facebook recently acquired a small company called Pars that was one of the leading brands, if you will, one of the more visible players in the mobile backend as a service arena.
Very interesting that Facebook has gotten in on it. Now, what would you say are the significant advantages of backend as a service?
Well, to me, the advantages stem from several different areas. First, these cloud mobile backend services provide pre-built, out-of-the-box capabilities that would otherwise require perhaps a significant amount of custom development, configuration, in the case of push notifications, setting up multiple push notification servers to deal with both Android and iOS, et cetera. But as with many forms of cloud service, they unburden the application provider, the person deploying the mobile application, from buying, configuring, and operating server infrastructure. That's something they have in common with cloud services overall, as well as the fact that they're often inexpensive or quite often free to get started with the cost then scaling along with the subsequent adoption and hopeful success of the application. But as I mentioned earlier, because they're often accompanied by device platform-specific SDKs, they typically feel like a natural extension of the client-side programming model for the app developer, so they don't need to learn a server-side programming model, different programming language, etc. They just suddenly have additional capabilities that they can take advantage of within their mobile application. So in short, you know, what you could say is that they make building and delivering mobile apps a lot easier by abstracting away the back end as much as possible.
Excellent. Now, what would you say are some of the hurdles that companies face looking at backend as a service?
That's a great question. You know, there are several hurdles, some of which are relatively obvious and some of which are less so. One of the more obvious ones is that many of the vendors in the space are relatively small, which means they may not be around forever. Or they may be acquired. They may be acquired by somebody that you may not want to do business with. So to the extent that your mobile apps depend on a given cloud backend, you'll want to be ready to move to another vendor should the need arise. And the space is likely to be somewhat volatile for the next few years. As with the use of many cloud services, though, the low cost of entry can be seductive and somewhat deceptive. Although you can get in for literally nothing in many cases or just by entering a credit card number, the costs can pretty rapidly escalate along with the success of the application. So you need to understand how the costs will increase with usage. And when used in a business context, as virtually all mobile apps in the enterprise space are, you need to understand the value of the app and what it provides to the business in such a way that you can cover the ongoing operational expense of the cloud backend. And lastly, there may be security issues to consider, and those range from everything like the security of the cloud stack itself to your ability to govern data movement between the mobile device, the cloud, and your existing enterprise systems.
That makes a lot of sense. Now, exactly what's the difference between a backend as a service and just mobile middleware?
That's a great question as well. At a conceptual level, cloud mobile backend services, of course, play a similar role to that of what you might think of as mobile middleware. They're providing a backend after all, but there are still some pretty significant differences, although those differences may decrease over time. Many cloud mobile backend services were initially designed to support B2C scenarios without the heavy use of enterprise backends or perhaps without any kind of enterprise backend at all. So partially as a result of that, they don't typically include some of the features typically associated with mobile middleware, which did primarily grow up in the enterprise space. So for example, they don't often support store and forward or data synchronization services that would be required for use in offline scenarios or conflict resolution if a couple of users are attempting to update the same product record, for example, or inventory record. And they may not directly support enterprise-driven security requirements. Commonly, web applications and mobile applications would like to link with authentication services inside the enterprise, enterprise identity management resources, that kind of thing. And quite often, today's cloud mobile backend services don't provide that kind of a linkage. Over time, we expect to see cloud mobile backend services address those issues and more and provide better support for enterprise scenarios, but today most of them do not provide for a significant amount of enterprise integration.
And then I guess a follow-up question to that in terms of the integration is what are the challenges of connecting backend data to the front end for mobile development right
now? Yeah, actually another role of mobile middleware, which I didn't really touch on in any kind of detail, is that quite often the middleware does act as a bridge to enterprise systems from both a data access point of view and a process integration point of view. So most cloud mobile backend services do not directly support that yet, requiring that the existing enterprise resources be integrated in services through some other means, using integration technology, enterprise service buses, that kind of thing. But even once that's been accomplished, regardless of how the backend systems are brought into the equation, as I mentioned earlier, cloud mobile backend services introduce a new form of security challenge. Anytime you have the intersection of enterprise data, cloud services, and a mobile device, you have an opportunity for data leakage. And the data leakage may actually occur in the mobile device. And typically, these are not governed environments. So in many cases, it's desirable and often required to find some way to govern those interactions. Today, that's primarily performed using access gateways that wouldn't be part of the cloud service offering, but need to be deployed at the edge of the enterprise as the mobile apps access enterprise systems. One can imagine that over time, cloud service providers will offer some form of governance themselves, at least some auditing and logging capabilities. But for today, the governance of those interactions is an exercise left to the reader, one might say.
Gotcha. And absolutely excellent information, Gordon, and in a really exciting space. Definitely, I think everybody should keep their eye on. This is eBizQ's Peter Schoaf speaking with Gordon Van Huysen of Gartner. Thanks so much for an absolutely excellent podcast, Gordon.
Oh, thanks very much. Great to be here.
This has been an eBizQ podcast.